All right, so you want to master the stock market, right? I get it. Seems like everyone's always looking for that magic formula, that one secret trick.
The thing is,
What if I told you that the real secret weapon is something a lot simpler than you think? Something that we often overlook in our rush to strike it rich.
that's what we're diving into today. The power of patience when it comes to trading. It
Yep.
seems so simple.
Patience, huh? You're right, it does sound almost too easy.
Right.
But I have a feeling that there's a lot more to it than just, waiting around. Oh, absolutely. You're right. It's not just about inactivity. It's about being inactive strategically. And that's not easy. It takes a lot of discipline, especially in today's world. You know our source, The Power of Patience in Trading, puts it really well. In an overstimulated world, being able to sit and do nothing until there is truly something to do would seem to be the ultimate edge for modern-day
I
speculators.
like that.
It's true though, right?
Yeah, no, that's really true. That's a great quote.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm intrigued, but let's break this down a little bit. I can already picture some of our listeners out there rolling their eyes, being like, patience. Why is patience so important when it comes to trading, especially in a market where it feels like everyone is always chasing the next big thing, the next big winner? Well, yeah. And it's understandable to think that. But when we talk about the risks of being impatient when you're trading, what we're really talking about is the danger of letting your emotions make decisions for you.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And our source, The Power of Patience in Trading, really stresses this. It says that a lot of times impatience, it leads to overtrading.
Yeah.
You get a small win and you think, okay, I got this. And then you get another win and suddenly, you're Warren Buffett.
I've totally been there. You start chasing every little tiny movement in the market, and you're thinking like, "Yes, I've cracked the code. I've figured it out." And then what happens?
Well, then reality sets in. Just like the power of patience in trading tells us, that's when those impulsive decisions, they start catching up with you. And, they start to chip away at your profits, or even worse. Think about it. You have higher transaction costs, and those eat into whatever gains you're making. And then the risks of just chasing every little opportunity out there, they start to actually outweigh the possible rewards.
Totally. Like that old saying, more haste, less speed. You just get in your own way, trying to do too much too fast. And speaking of getting in your own way, the source also mentions a really interesting story about a trader. I don't know if you remember this one, but he basically thought he could time the market perfectly, down to the minute.
Oh, wow. I think I know which story you're talking about. Let me guess. He ended up making millions. Is that how it ends?
I wish. No, not even close. This trader. He was going on and on, bragging about all these trades he was making every single day. He was convinced that he was, smarter than the market. But get this, when he finally sat down and actually analyzed his returns, you know what he found? He was shocked.
Really?
All that crazy buying and selling, it wasn't making him money at all. It was actually making him lose money.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's what our source, The Power of Patience in Trading, calls the illusion of action. It feels like you're doing like you're really active and productive. But if you don't have a good strategy, you're basically just spinning your wheels, going nowhere.
It's so true, and I'm guessing that's where patience and those high probability setups we keep hearing about come in.
Instead of trying to catch every single wave, we're waiting for the perfect swell to come along.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And, the power of patience in trading, it defines those high probability setups as basically as opportunities where the odds are really in your favor. It's not about looking into a crystal ball and predicting the future. It's more about recognizing patterns, understanding the overall market, and then waiting for that perfect moment to make your move.
Okay. I think I'm starting to see the light here a little bit. So instead of always feeling like I have to be on edge, watching the market constantly, waiting for the next trade, it's more about being what selective, strategic with my entries and exits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
100%. Like think of a surfer who's waiting for that perfect wave.
Okay, I like it.
They're not just going to jump on the first little ripple that comes their way.
Right.
They study the ocean. They're watching, they're observing, looking for those patterns. And then when they spot that wave, that one with the right height, the right power, boom, that's when they go for it. That's exactly what we're talking about.
I love that analogy. That's a great way to think about it. So how do we find those, high probability setups in the real world of trading? What should we be on the lookout for?
Well, it depends, right? It depends on your trading style, what kind of risk you're willing to take. But one example that our source talks about that I think really illustrates this well is the classic breakout with increased volume setup.
break out with increased volume. Okay, tell me more. Tell me more. I'm ready to ride that wave.
All right, so picture this. You've got a stock, and it's been hanging out, trading in a certain price range for a while, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it breaks out above that range. But not just that. It does it with a huge surge in volume, a lot of people buying and selling it.
Okay.
That could be a sign. It might mean that something's changing and that it could be a good time to ride that wave of momentum.
Okay, this is really fascinating. I have to be honest, though. Even when I know that I should be patient and wait for these perfect setups, I have to admit, patience isn't always my biggest strength. What about those of us who struggle with that? How do we develop that patience? What can we actually do?
That's a great question. And the good news is the power of patience in trading doesn't just tell you to go be patient.
Yeah.
It actually gives you some tools to use, some steps you can take.
All right. Well, don't leave us hanging then. Let's hear those steps. What's first?
So the first step, and this might seem kind of obvious, but it's super important.
Mm.
You got to have a trading plan, a real plan.
Okay, so no more just winging it. No more just trusting my gut.
Well, I mean, a little intuition never hurts. But if you're serious about trading, you got to have a solid plan to back it up. Our source, The Power of Patience in Trading, really drives this point home. It says a good trading plan, it's like your roadmap, right? It keeps you on track.
Right.
It tells you what your goals are, how much risk you're comfortable with, what kind of trading style you're going to focus on, and probably most important, when to get in and out of a trade.
So that's it, huh? No more this stock just feels lucky kind of trades.
Well, hey, a little luck never hurts either. But you're right. It's about taking the emotion out of it as much as possible. Your trading plan is like your rule book. You stick to it no matter what. So like in our breakout example, instead of just chasing every stock that starts to move, your plan might say, okay, I'm only going to look for breakouts above this specific price level and with this much volume.
I see. So it helps you to be more disciplined, more, I don't know, systematic about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what? That actually leads us right into our second step, which goes hand in hand with having that plan. You got to set those entry and exit points.
Okay.
And the power of patience in trading is really clear about this. Basically, it says those points, those are your hard limits. You don't break those rules no matter what. They help you fight off those urges to buy or sell just because you're feeling, you know, scared or greedy.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. So, like, say I'm looking at a stock and I'm using the relative strength index, you know, the RSI, to try to figure out if it's a good buy. My trading plan might say something like, okay, I'm only going to buy if the RSI drops below 30. Because that might mean that the stock is oversold, you know?
Right, exactly. And then on the flip side, your plan might say something like, sell when it goes above 70, because then it might be overbought, right?
Yeah. So you make the plan ahead of time and you stick to it. That way you're not making decisions in the heat of the moment when things are crazy.
You got it. That's the whole point.
It sounds, I don't know, almost too simple. But I guess that's the point, right? To keep it straightforward and try to cut out as much of the emotion as possible.
100%. We're going for consistency here, not perfection. Just steady, disciplined trading over the long term.
I like that. That actually, I don't know, takes a little pressure off, honestly, you know. But, you know, I have to be honest. There are still times, even when I have a plan, you know, I still feel that, like, little voice in the back of my head saying, just one more trade. Just jump in now. You got to do it now. Any advice for managing that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we've all been there, right? And that is where step three comes in. Mindfulness. Learning how to control those impulses.
Oh, okay. This is the part where I'm supposed to, like, meditate in front of my computer screen.
Ooh. You know, it's not a bad idea. It could help. But seriously, The Power of Patience in Trading actually talks about this. It suggests trying things like meditation or even just, like, deep breathing exercises. It sounds kind of weird. I know, but you'd be surprised how much it can actually help. So wait, like, before I click the buy button, I should maybe, like, take a deep breath and count to 10, that kind of thing.
Exactly. It's about taking a moment, you know, just a few seconds, to be aware of what you're feeling, especially when the markets are going crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just that little bit of mindfulness, it can really help you to stay calm, make clear decisions.
All right. I'm adding meditation to my to-do list. This is great. What's next?
Okay, so step four. This is where we can get a little help from technology.
Oh, I do love a good gadget. What is it?
Alerts and notifications. Those can be your new best friend.
Okay.
Think about it. Instead of, you know, being glued to your screen all day long,
right,
just constantly watching every little tick, you can set up alerts, and then they'll tell you when a stock is doing what you're looking for.
So instead of me constantly refreshing my brokerage app like a million times a day, I can just let the alerts tell me, hey, pay attention, something's happening.
Exactly.
Okay. See, now that's what I'm talking about. That'll be good for my blood pressure, too.
Right.
Any recommendations on which tools to use?
Well, I mean, most of the trading platforms out there these days, mm-hmm. they have pretty good alert systems already built in. You can usually customize them however you want.
Awesome.
Set them to match your trading plan, how much risk you're comfortable with, all of that.
Okay, love it. Alerts, check. Deep breathing, check. Trading plan, double check. What's the final step? What's going to put us over the top? Make us like those Zen masters of the market.
Okay, so this last one, step number five, the power of patience in trading calls it review and reflect.
So you're saying even with all this prep work, you know, all this patience stuff, we still have to go back and analyze our trades after the fact.
100%. And this is where keeping a trading journal is so, so helpful. It's not just about keeping track of your winners and losers. It's about understanding why you made those trades in the first place. Did you follow your plan? Or did you let your emotions get the better of you?
I can see how that would be really eye-opening. It's like, I don't know, holding up a mirror to how you trade. You might think you're being patient, but the journal, it tells the real story.
Exactly. The power of patience in trading is big on this. Mm. It basically says, look, you got to be a student of your own trading, right? Over time, you start to notice those patterns. You see where you can improve. Maybe you realize that you tend to get impatient when the market's doing a certain thing or when you're trading, you know, a specific type of stock, for example.
So the more we review, the more patient we become. Basically, it's like, I don't know, training for a marathon, not a sprint to the finish line.
Now you're getting it. It's all about that long game, right? Learning and getting better over time. That's how you win in this game.
This has been awesome. Really eye-opening stuff. But before we wrap things up, I want to circle back to that trader we were talking about earlier, the one who is glued to their screen, making all those impulsive trades.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What if they had all these tools that we've been talking about? You know, the patience toolkit. How would things be different?
Oh, man. It'd be like night and day. Instead of freaking out over every little thing the market does, they'd be cool, calm, collected. Just waiting for those high probability setups. Remember those?
Right. The ones that fit their plan.
Exactly.
And when those alerts start going off.
That's when the real test comes in.
Right.
Right. Are they going to jump in head first? No way. Not this time. Now they take a deep breath, they pull out that trading plan we talked about, and they really think it through. Okay, does this make sense?
Yeah.
Is this what my plan says I should do?
They check their emotions at the door.
Exactly. Am I feeling anxious? Am I feeling greedy?
Right.
If something doesn't feel right, they step back.
So they're not just blindly following every little signal.
Exactly.
They're being more, what, intentional, more deliberate?
100%. It's about trusting the process, knowing that patience, it's not about being passive. It's about being smart, being in control.
I like that. Choosing quality over quantity every time.
Now you're speaking my language. Mm-hmm. And the best part is, over time, that change in how they think, it starts to pay off.
Yeah.
Big time. They're not as anxious anymore. They're not making rash decisions. They're trading with confidence, knowing that they have a plan and that patience is on their side.
Wow, this has really changed my whole perspective on all this. It's really not about just sitting on the sidelines and hoping for the best. It's about being more thoughtful, more strategic.
Yeah.
Patience really is like a superpower when it comes to trading.
It's true. You know, they say, sometimes the best trade you make is the one you don't make. At least not right away.
So true. So to all of you listening out there, think about it. Where else in your life could a little more patience make a big difference? Your trading, sure, but also your relationships, your career, even just your everyday life.
Couldn't agree more. It's amazing what a little patience can do.
It really is. This is The Deep Dive, reminding you to take a deep breath and trust the process. Until next time, happy trading, everyone.